Hi, I'm Larry Hiddick, and today I'd like to talk about applications convergence, past, present, and future. I'd like to point out that this is our fourth in a series that Steve Taylor and I have collaborated on for technology backgrounds. You can view those on www.webtorials.com. In terms of present applications, many of us think of convergence by bringing together data services, voice services, and video services. And we really have both a mix and match of not only networking, but the services that run on those networks as well. So, for example, in data services, we have IPVPN, which can provide the foundation for both voice over IP and video over IP. Another thing that we have in common for many of these services is that they are controlled by web-based interfaces that look much like the web pages we use today to surf the Internet. If we look, though, at the kinds of applications in the communication space that are important for those who are deploying IP telephony, several come to the forefront. The most interesting and, in fact, the most compelling for many people who are deploying IP telephony is unified messaging. Unified messaging brings together email, voicemail, and fax onto the user's screen and integrates it with the telephony system so that we can have non-real-time applications access. For example, click to listen to voicemail or click to view a fax, all integrated on our screens. This not only saves worker productivity time, but it also in some cases can decrease the cost of management. Other important applications include the ability to add an interactive voice response system so that we can begin to allow users that can select the ability to route their calls based on their requirements. If we look at the IP contact center, not only does this technology enable smoother transition inside traditional call centers or traditional contact centers, but it also allows us to bring together what I'm going to call the uncenter. In other words, we can actually begin to do workforce management and integration of computer telephony applications into the standard work environment for the common worker at their desktop. Furthermore, because we can distribute our network and distribute our applications, we don't actually have to have IP contact centers that are based on a large facility. We can distribute those to people who prefer to work at home or in remote locations. As we've examined really making the business case for IP telephony, while moves, adds, and changes, and saving the cost of moves, adds, and changes, and reducing the cost of domestic calls between company sites is important, two other things are also quite important for those who are deploying IP telephony. And that's really the ability to more easily deploy new integrated applications like IVR and unified messaging, and the ability to deploy enhanced voice capabilities like click-to-talk and click-to-conference and click-to-call. Now, let me point out that these voice functions, while they're available today, are more easily integrated natively inside modern IP telephony systems. And in fact, when we add real-time communications capabilities, for example, click-to-talk or click-to-conference, what we really add is the real-time communications to non-real-time communications, and we create a unified communications portal. My prediction is that within the next 3 years, this kind of applications convergence will change the way we do business more than the combined effects of voicemail and email. For those of you who were in an office 20 years ago and remember that memos came around with routing slips that you would have to initial and pass on to the next coworker, and in fact messages were not taken by recording, they were taken by secretary with a little while you were out message pad, the way we do business has substantially changed in today's office environment. I believe that we'll see a similar kind of revolution with applications convergence and business process as we move forward. So, what are some of the building blocks for applications convergence? The first really is Internet Protocol or IP. IP is the protocol of choice and the foundation for networking, absolutely in the local area network, and more in the wide area network, including even providing wide area network capabilities for traditional telephony carriers So we're beginning to see, for example, voice over IP as a clear strategy for moving forward in the carrier. The next protocol that becomes important is something called SIP, or Session Initiation Protocol. SIP allows several things. Number one, it allows you to dynamically adapt to the device you're using. So, for example, you may be using a soft phone based on a PC. You may be using an IP session or an IP call over a cell phone. You may be using an IP phone, or you may be using a gateway to a traditional analog phone. What this allows us to do is not only to bring these multiple medias together in multiple kinds of terminals, but it allows us also to provide concurrent session control so that, for example, we can actually open up an instant message screen and use that as a means to click to call or click to collaborate, much like we do today and in an opening Windows for another web-based application. And finally, an important really series of applications protocols includes applications middleware. In a large environment where there's multiple transaction processing, this middleware may actually reside on a separate bus or on a separate application to begin to exchange data and applications information across a bus. In the case of smaller environments, the application's middleware can actually reside in an operating system similar to that provided by Microsoft's .NET platform. There are some other important factors in an application's convergence as well. First, at least our listeners think that we've kind of lost our minds. The PSTN still remains important for two reasons. Number one, it's not going to go away. And number two, the features that are currently available in today's PSTN will still continue to be used in an applications convergence environment. So, for example, we still want to be able to put callers on hold, we still want to be able to do call transfers, and we'll have to integrate that with the existing PSTN, both in terms of the carrier networks and our existing PBXs and infrastructure that may not be on an IP environment. The other thing that becomes important as we start looking at applications convergence is experience in computer telephony integration, or CTI. While CTI has been available for many years, in most cases it's only been cost-effective to provide CTI in a call center environment. If we look at the ability to intelligently route calls across the enterprise, or in an uncenter environment, if you will, experience with computer telephony integration is also an important building block for applications. Of course, skills-based routing allows us to more intelligently route our calls, not only improving customer service, but also improving worker productivity. And in fact, if you'll look in the technology background or available on the website, you'll see examples of where skills-based routing has brought significant efficiency and improved accuracy to workforce in several different kinds of work. And finally, an important building block is unified messaging. While we've had unified messaging capabilities around in terms of being able to bring voicemail and email and fax together on one screen, once we start adding real-time communications like click to talk or click to collaborate, we've really created a unified communications portal that includes both unified messaging and real-time communication. So what does all this mean in terms of the IT environment? Well, while we've seen an interesting evolution in networking convergence and bringing voice and data together, there's been a similar evolution in the IT environment. So, for example, applications that many of us are familiar with, like those provided by PeopleSoft or Oracle or Siebel or SAP, have provided XML interfaces. What this allows us to do is to begin to exchange data between these multiple application types. So, for example, I may hold a customer profile that I require to bring up information around a customer to provide better service, and their account may actually exist in SAP. So, for example, I'll keep my customer profile database in a CRM system like Siebel. I'll keep my customer account database in an accounting system like SAP. Yet I want to bring these two things together on a unified communications portal. Not only do I want to bring them together, but I want to actually be able to intelligently route a call. So, for example, if a delinquent customer calls in, rather than send them off to order additional inventory, I can route them to accounts payable. Or if, for example, it's a premium customer, I can send them off to a dedicated account manager or to those who have greater skill sets to meet their requirements. What this allows me to do is, therefore, be able to intelligently route calls based on customer profiles, based on their accounts, based on available inventory, based on in the employee profile database, those who have the skill sets and in some cases even the language capabilities to answer calls correctly. And in fact, I can actually use desktop applications like Word or PowerPoint or Excel to push out documents to customers, bringing all these together at the user station. Now, at the lower level, I also need to be able to customize a user portal. So, for example, if I'm going to reach someone on the road and let them know that, in one case, we've seen that their flight has been canceled, I know that they're probably not sitting at their desktop if, in fact, it's 30 minutes before their flight. So what I'll do is I'll have my inventory database and my customer profile database talk to each other. Notice that I have a premier or a preferred customer whose flight was canceled. I'll have an application that allows me to reschedule the flight and send them, based on their profile in the customer profile, send them a notification that not only has their flight been canceled, but offer them the ability to reschedule the flight all electronically, saving them not only time in line, but also saving me worker productivity time. For additional applications, please look at the technology background or available at WebTorials. So as we move from really the present to the future, what is today a converged network over IP at the network level really becomes all about converged applications. We begin to converge applications and the evolution of the IT environment and take advantage of some of the evolution that's gone on in converging our networks. What is available today in terms of unified messaging really tomorrow becomes a unified communications portal so that I can begin to integrate both real-time and non-real-time, and logic behind call routing, and in fact integrate things like IVR so that I can give customers access to databases directly. Video conferencing over IP really becomes video over IP to not only rooms but desks and phones. And in fact, the evolutions in speech-driven IVR are really allowing me to begin to create speech-to-text and text-to-speech conversations. Quality of service and security, of course, although solvable today, can become integrated in terms of management systems to put this all together. I will also see both wireless and wireless Ethernet really move into the wireless Ethernet environment, and in fact, we're actually starting to see wireless and cellular, including 3G capabilities, begin to merge as well. All of this will be controlled on web-based interfaces, and in fact, one of the things that makes applications integration and applications convergence much simpler is the fact that I offer users a web-based HTML-based page that looks much like the web pages they use today to surf the internet. What does this mean for the user? Well, what it means is the users can begin to define reach-me capabilities to give them greater control over how they get reached, not only from a device perspective, but from their personal requests in terms of incoming callers and routing calls based on what they want and who they want to talk to. And in the future, we're going to see, although today people-to-people conversation is quite common, we're going to continue with that applications and allow actually people to begin to converse with applications and with databases directly, much like the online banking or the bank-by-phone application you'll find in the technology background. So in terms of additional resources, we'd encourage you, if you haven't already, to go to www.webtorials.com to look at the applications technology backgrounder. You'll also find on there a current voice over IP state of the market study that Steve has just conducted. Furthermore, if you want to know what some of the implications are to your business in terms of business case and saving productivity time, you might want to take it www.nortelnetworks.com. They've got a very solid VOIP business case modeling tool that includes the ability to factor in applications convergence and some applications into your ROI model. And finally, we'd encourage you also to look on www.nwfusion.com. Steve and I write newsletters, so you can keep current on not only applications convergence and voice over IP, but other topics of interest in the convergence arena. Thank you again for your time, and we look forward to meeting you online or to providing you additional information as we continue our series.